Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. So much on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up to the folks on YouTube? Oh, I always give the finger to the YouTube folks. I thought Justin was going away from me when I did that. Tucker got mad at me when I did that.
So edgy of you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm edgy.
You're giving the people on YouTube, is that what you do every time?
Every
I never
day.
Noticed that.
Yeah, this is the guy that's representing this show every day. We are a classy show.
I'm trying to show the YouTube folks my love. This is my peace sign. The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, yes, with Nick Sirianni getting a little testy with the media today, it reminded me of some of our other favorites in town getting testy with the media and maybe us.
Oh, maybe us.
Maybe us.
Or are we going to get...
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Starting at number five. Now, this was actually not testy with us. Happened to be testy with another coach, and I think for a long time was the gold standard of coach testiness in this town, the one and only John Chaney.
I just got my ass blasted for giving them hell down in West Virginia, and here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys, and you pick them out here and single them out, you can't get any other nigga to threaten the guys. Shut up, guys.
John Chaney going, I mean, unreal, going after Calipari.
I think I was in, were we still in college when that happened?
Yes.
Yeah, because I wasn't here when
Calipari was at UMass.
Yeah. So it was mid-early 90s.
Yeah, there was the Camby teams and all that kind of stuff.
Man, I remember that, man. Coach Chaney, my goodness. Yeah. I think that.
I'll kill you?
That made me afraid of Coach Chaney the whole time I was here.
I had to. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Coach Chaney was at a Glenn... food finals.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
At Delaware Park, I think.
Those used to be some of my favorite call-ups. Like, Coach Chaney would call up on his own.
Oh,
not
really?
Even as a guest on the show, just to disagree with Glenn. Is that where we got the whole, shut up, MacNow?
Yeah. I think I have it. Hold on. Here it is.
Hey, MacNow.
Sir.
Shut up.
No, that was afterwards.
Yeah.
Wasn't the one that happened in the
real
moment.
One.
Yeah, the one happened in the moment. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, Coach Chaney was the best, man. Yeah.
One of one.
Yeah. Straight up trying to kill another coach. I love
I'll
it.
Kill you.
I'll kill you.
That's Temple basketball. The fourth testy Philly coach. There was nothing like when Doug got a little worked up. Because Doug's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Lovable and seemed to be pretty carefree. But when he got testy. And this is one of the best. When there was a report out there about Carson being cleared for contact and ready to come back in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sit very well with Doug.
First of all, I appreciate y'all putting words in my mouth this week. And therefore, I'm not going to discuss it.
How were words put in your mouth?
You saw the reports.
What report?
Next question.
Hey, but who here
next
put,
question.
Who here put the words in?
Next question.
I know, but what reporter here put the words in your mouth?
I'm not answering the question.
I know, but you said you.
That's the rule.
Well, that makes no sense. Yeah, gonna lump us all together. Okay,
yeah, thanks a lot.
All right,
I'm gonna lump you all together.
Okay, well that's good. We're asking a fair question.
What's the point of this? I mean,
exactly. What is the point of this? It's my decision.
And you're not going to discuss your decision.
No.
So why are you having a
meeting? Not publicly. Not publicly. I don't do that. I don't do it with any position on this team. I will not do it.
I remember that one too.
That was pretty tense. You could tell Doug was not even comfortable being mad.
No, he never was.
Yeah.
Never was.
Nah, yeah, he was, because Doug's a nice guy, man. I played with Doug. Doug is like a happy-go-lucky guy, man. He really is. You almost have to, he felt he was pushed to being that angry. He was real ticked off about that.
It was almost like he was trying to show that he could be angry.
Right.
Exactly.
Or something.
That's what you could do with Angelo.
Yes.
Pissed off Angelo.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're not.
That was the worst one.
Yeah.
That was a really tough one.
Did you see
not that best.
Did you see Aaron Glenn yesterday?
The
head coach of the Jets?
Yeah.
It was similar to that.
Yeah, he's losing it.
In that Rich Samimi reported that Garrett Wilson was going to miss 3 or 4 weeks with a knee. And Aaron Glenn got up there and he's like, I don't need to give the injury report. Rich will give it to you. Just ask him.
Going back and forth to media members, not always the best idea.
No, no.
The third testy Philly coach moment. Again, there's just so many Mount Rushmores on here. But this is on the Mount Rushmore. A legendary rivalry between old Charlie and Pops.
Oh, yeah.
So I am learning fine. Hey, Howard, if I knew that, I would fix it. Stop thinking about that. Is the rest of the lineup going to be fine?
And the point is,
hey, do I know if the rest of the lineup is going to be fine? If I knew that, don't you think I'd do something about it? Does anybody else know that, Howard? Do you know it? Okay. I don't think so. I know you don't know it, matter of fact. Hey, who does know it?
Okay, but the point is there anything left to do if the rest of the lineup?
I don't know what I can do, Howard. If we don't hit and score runs, I don't know what we can do. I don't know what nobody else can do about it, and I know you can't do a damn thing about it. So, what else you want to know? Anything else?
Zappy, what are you going to score 10 runs?
That's coming now. I knock you out.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
That's when.
Yeah.
I'll knock you out.
Yeah, what about the part? It was something else to that, right? How about you and me going to the
game? Yeah, there's one more, but this is another one.
I can show you I can get angry.
Yeah, right.
If you want to.
Yeah.
Why don't you drop by my office then?
That's it.
Come on
that's
in there.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting on you.
I've said this before, but I did interview Charlie years later at Ponzio's. And I asked him what would have happened if they fight, and if you guys fought, and Charlie looked at me and he's like, I'd have kicked his ass.
Yeah.
I think he probably would have.
Skip, easily.
Skip 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big
6'3", 6'4". He's not small.
No. Strong.
Yes.
Man. Yeah.
He used to be different around here.
Yeah.
I missed the king.
I mean, that was a moment.
I'm just telling you, man. Your dad is different, man.
Yeah. You can get the mat. He's had several different.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly.
Beat him up.
Man. Yes.
You think I'm annoying?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, him and Doc, that used to be some of the best. Him and Doc Rivers. That was some of the best stuff, too.
Well, speaking of Doc, number two.
Do you remember, also, speaking of Howard and the Sixers, when Sam Hinkie asked where he was?
Really?
One time,
where's Howard? At?
Yeah, because Howard used to ask, "Where's Hinkie? Where's Hinkie?" Hinkie had a press conference on something, and he's like, he asked where Howard was.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of Doc, though, always testy, always aggressive, always had his backup, and I think that was never more representative than the Paul Reed victory tour.
I'm not gonna go on the Paul Reed victory tour, so don't start. We're trying to win a world championship, man.
To that point, Doc.
Yeah.
Just seeing him have.
It's important. Yeah, that's huge for us. But having said that, I got a feeling Joel will be playing more, unless y'all want us to sit him. So I don't get caught up in all that stuff.
Paul had gotten more minutes earlier in the season.
He would be on the All-Star team. Okay. I mean, it's just the backup. Everybody loves. I mean, enough.
You're talking about yeah. him in the playoffs, and just, he hasn't got many minutes.
He's had to earn it, and he's done that. There's a lot of things we didn't like what he was doing.
Uh-oh.
He'll tell you that, and he's come around to playing the right way. I swear, coaching is hard, guys, and you have to get your guys to play the right way. But you don't see that. I do.
I feel a little responsible for that because I think the podcast started the wave of Paul Reed support.
Oh, yeah. No, you should feel responsible yes, for it. It's yeah. one of the most ridiculous things you ever did.
And, yeah. then you forced them to match that stupid offer.
Yes.
I might have done that.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he stinks.
Well, he doesn't stink.
No, he does.
He won us a playoff game that year against the Nets. It was the Paul Reed game. And just so you know, we did the Paul Reed Victory Tour t-shirt immediately after he said that. It was the greatest moment. It was like, oh, you don't want a Paul Reed Victory Tour? Guess what?
Well, watch this.
That's exactly what we're getting, big boy, because we said he should have played more, and he should have.
Oh, man.
I can imagine funny. Paul Reed is difficult to coach. By the also, I agree with him that Paul Reed is probably difficult to coach.
All right. But number one.
It's got to be what I hope it is.
No, it's Gavin Angelo.
Yes.
Yeah, you kidding
oh,
me?
Wow.
There's
yeah.
never a bad oh, time wow. to play this. Yeah. Little long, but I don't care. Gavin Angelo, just legendary radio.
He acknowledged that. And talking about acknowledgement, I'm acknowledging that.
Okay.
He can do a better job running out of the batter's box.
Right.
I'm also acknowledging that our center fielder at the time, our leadoff hitter, got hurt in a major way, and that sucks. I'm saying it's not Segura's fault. And to say that it is absolutely irresponsible.
Oh, it is. Well, then you better tell the whole city because everybody thinks that was the reason.
Speak for the whole, Angelo, you don't speak for the whole city.
I talk to a hell of a lot more fans than you do.
You talk to the guys that call in, the men and women that call
and,
in.
And the ones that email me and the ones that are on Twitter and all the other people.
And
are you trying to tell me you're more plugged into the city than I am? Is that what
absolutely
you're going to say?
Not.
You've been on the West Coast for a week, Gabe.
I'll tell you this. What you're plugged into are the people that call in to your show, not all of the fans of Philadelphia like you represent.
Yeah. We actually polled this question, and 85% of the people said that Segura should have been held accountable far more than you did. So that's over 5,000-6,000 people. That's not enough either for you, Gabe. How many do you need before you realize that you're actually not in tandem with what's going on in your own city?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your sample, the sample that you're drawing from,
too small.
Very
yep.
specific sample.
Too small. All right. Okay. One last thing. Would you do anything differently about this week, Gabe?
I think the one thing that I would do differently. Is probably, I think I may have handled this show a little bit different. I think I got a little bit frustrated with you. I am very frustrated with you.
Okay.
And I might have handled this show different. Otherwise,
okay.
I'd have to go back and look at everything in isolation. But right now, pretty perturbed. I think you didn't handle this show in a fair and reasonable way.
Okay.
And that's probably the thing I'm most disappointed in, is the way you handled this show.
Well, I'm disappointed in some of the answers, so I guess we're equal on that.
Mm.
Adam, you got to give it to Gabe. He came back every time.
I applauded him.
Yes.
I applauded him then.
Yes.
I mean, no other coach in this city would have gone back and forth with Angelo
like that.
No way.
You only know the people.
I never heard it.
You only know your callers.
Woo! That's when I was doing middays too. So I got that full interview on the way in to the station that day.
You were with us. I mean, it was you were in afternoons at that point.
Was that afternoons?
Yeah, because Gabe was 18, 19.
Well, you know what? I might have been at home. You're right. When I heard that. I certainly heard it. I mean, I used to listen. It was appointment radio listening to Angelo and Gabe every Wednesday.
Every week. Unbelievable. Yeah. I know you credit with bringing baseball back in Philadelphia. I credit Gabe. Because just like, you know how we were talking earlier about the Flyers and how I said the controversy can bring in casual people again? Mm-hmm. Gabe was finally something after years of the Phillies to argue about. Because
we talked about him more than we talked about the players.
It was just about the decisions he made.
Yep.
And those teams, they all collapsed, but they were pretty good, you know, during the
season. 2 years in a row, they were in first place, I think, right, Fritz, going into August or September?
Yeah, August.
Yeah. Gabe made it fun to talk about the Phillies again on WIP.
Dude, I'll never forget. The night after his first game, pulls Nola, 68 pitches. And you could tell people were just waiting for him to do something.
Yep.
And me and Julio were doing evenings, so we're doing post-game. First guy calls in. I want my manager to have a beer gut and tobacco. And it was full board before it even started. It was amazing. Gabe was the best.
Yeah, the look.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in particular about how his appearance was.
The first press conference, Pop brings up coconut oil.
Yeah.
Another classic.
Dude.
He also, the other thing that hurt him was he came in 4 years into the process.
Yeah.
So people already had their back up about nerds, you know, making weird decisions and resting people. And and Gabe, you know, I give him credit for arguing with Angelo. The other thing was he thought he could argue everyone in Philly into seeing things the way that he saw them instead of just presenting it. And it frustrated them that he couldn't convince everybody.
Yeah.
It drove him crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you not all not see this?
Yeah, this is obvious. I'm smart. You're dumb. Congratulations.
Well, then we had the curveball machine.
Yes.
That Bryce murked at.
Yes. Congratulations to Gabe, who is now the general manager of the Miami Marlins.
How about that?
Yeah.
He definitely fits in. Down in Miami.
Oh,
great looking people down in Miami.
Yeah. He was with the Giants. Then he's with the Marlins. Come on. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Josh in Nicetown. You're in WIP. What's up, Josh?
Good afternoon, guys. My feelings for Sirianni. Basically, he's a glorified valet. He can get the hamburgers. He can park the cars. You know, basically, that's what he is to me. He always been a glorified valet.
So,
okay,
the guy that just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, been to two and has the third highest winning percentage in the Super Bowl era. I understand what you're saying, Josh, but it's very hard to win as much as he's won and be a valet.
He's a fraud. The man is a fraud.
Well, how do you explain all the winning?
It's not because of him, because he can't. The man can't coach. Y'all know this.
Again, how do you explain all the winning?
Jalen.
Okay.
Wow.
Jaylen. Listen to these two.
Yeah. All right.
Easy. Okay. 10-7.
Okay.
It's Jalen and everybody else.
Okay.
Sirianni, he's a glorified valet. He's a
manager.
Well,
who sets the culture, Josh, who sets the culture in the building?
Jalen does.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, he doesn't.
So what do you think Nick Sirianni is doing? Nothing?
Nothing. I'm being honest with y'all guys. He does nothing.
He does nothing but win is what he does.
Listen, man is a fraud, and I'm going to tell you, the chickens are coming home to roost.
What do you mean coming home to roost? He's already won a Super Bowl and been to two of them. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, guys, that this whole AJ thing, AJ's clearer than anybody, that this guy can, you know, you can't give him the playbook because we took it from him. They took it from me.
Right.
And gave it to PJ.
He's not a great play caller.
He can't coach me either.
Yeah, he's not a great play. Hold on, listen. He's not the greatest play caller. We got that. We all understand that. But neither is John Harbaugh. Neither is Mike Tomlin. They're not great play callers, although they're both Hall of Fame coaches. And you know who else is probably going into the Hall of Fame if he keeps up doing what he's doing? That fraud coach you just called, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, well, he's Doug Peterson 2.0. In 2017, 18 season.
Here's what I would tell you. I listen, and I love Doug. Doug had what? He had one double-digit win season. They won the Super Bowl. Team. The next year they were 9-7.
Made the playoffs at 9-7.
And then they were 9-7 again that next year.
In 19.
When Carson got injured in the playoff game.
Yes.
And then they were 4-20.
4-12.
Yeah, 4-12.
Yes.
Come on, Josh. You gotta get Nick Sirianni a lot of credit. I'm not gonna even tell you about the one score games he holds a record, not only this year at 6-1, all time winning percentage in the history of the game in one score games. I think I saw the stat spike today. Amazed me. I think he was 32-12, I believe he is, in one score games in his career.
Wow.
32-12.
Did I say this about AJ?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Basically with him, I understand where he's coming from. You know what I mean? He might be suffering from some mental issues, and we glossing it over. I mean, it might be. Anytime you read in a book in the middle of a game and you got to get souped up, you know, Ike, you know better than anyone. You don't really need to get souped up to play this game here. You know what I mean? If you're in it, you're in it. But I think it's more than what we are seeing here. And I think he might be crying out for help, and we just think it's you know, about the game. It might be more than a game. It might be, you know.
And that also would be speculation. That also would be speculation.
Yeah, I just feel something else is wrong here, you know.
I know, but it's unfair to AJ to just throw that out there so free and will. Like, that's it. I mean, he seemingly is going about his everyday life the same way, right? He said he's happy when he is at home playing football with his son. He's on stream playing video games. He seems at times where he's horse playing around with his teammates, whether it's Reed Blankenship or Cooper DeJean. I'm just wondering when it's reckless to even throw that in there, because when does that stuff come into play? Only when we start talking about this, or is it always, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's unfair to even throw that out there when we really don't know.
And again, I look at his route, and he looked like he lost a step. I don't know if it's the growing. I don't know if it's just, you know, he just lost a step. But for me, it's not because he's not giving the effort. I think he just can't. I just think that's what the issue is. I think he's
so. You think he's limited?
He's limited, and he's frustrated, and that can play a mental game too. You know what I mean? When you being a guy and you're limited to what you physically can do, and if you look at it, you know he's not doing what he normally do, and that's frustrating, and that can play a mental toll. And I think if you just look at it and the game, he's trying, but it's not just there. It's not there.
I kind of agree with you with that. And here's where I'm sort of appreciate the call, Josh. I'm starting to, Spike, at least entertain that possibility.
Sure.
Because here's what I would say. And it didn't really dawn on me until Nick Sirianni was speaking, and they was asking him about this with AJ and the targets or what have you. AJ got those two early targets,
mm-hmm.
right? He didn't get, in other words, they didn't focus on getting AJ the ball the rest of the game.
Not until the last play of the game.
So why do you think the coaches would do that?
That I always keep coming back to, you think the coaches don't want to throw the ball?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, so I'm wondering if this is some sort of physical thing where maybe he's not getting as open and the opportunities aren't as plentiful as they had been in years past. I don't know. Are defenses up challenging AJ more because they don't believe he can run past them? Right? And they also are putting help over the top of him. The worst thing we can do is drill into Jalen's head, you need to throw the ball to him no matter what.
Can't do that.
Because when he starts turning the ball over, everybody's going to be mad about that. You're trying to force the ball to AJ.
Sure.
And it just doesn't make sense to me from a philosophical standpoint why they wouldn't throw him the ball. Unless they, it's a reason why Devontae is getting targets and getting open. I mean, how can you not at least start to entertain the physical part of this as to, is he the same wide receiver? I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying maybe the coaches see something too.
I just keep coming back to, the coaches are not morons.
Yeah.
They might not, you might not think Kevin Poole is the greatest offensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni is the greatest head coach, but they certainly see that they have A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's never had a problem getting the ball in the past.
No. Not to this degree.
Yeah. So yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, listen, sometimes you lose it faster than you realize it, and it takes takes fans a while to accept it. Like, well, maybe he's not the same player. I don't know. The idea that Jalen is purposely not throwing the ball, or the coaches aren't scheming or putting AJ a part of the game plan, those two things, I don't see where that benefits the team.
Or the other thing is, he's just so covered, it's leaving everybody else wide open. It's not like we're passing the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
And if that were the case, then every number one wide receiver would have no catches, and their number two wide receiver would be the leading wide receiver.
Would make them the number one wide receiver.
Like, you would think Ja'Marr Chase would get so much attention that T. Higgins would get more catches than it.
Right.
It doesn't add up. I'm sorry. It doesn't add up.
I agree.
We really got to do this fantasy thing next with Buzz.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we could definitely start shortening it.
Well, yeah.
He looks forward to this all week.
Yeah. Buzz?
Yeah.
I know. But we got to start it, though.
Yeah, we got three horrible teams.
Well, I put 155 points this week.
Whatever.
Wow. Did you?
And I lost.
No.
Yeah.
There we go. There's the update.
Buck 55 and we lost?
I know.
Well, you deserve it. You won with some pathetic scores. Right?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Law averages.
Yeah. Yes. Wooder always finds his level.
Yes. Wooder does.
You actually got that right.
We'll give the...
I know that one. Don't you worry.
Buzz will be here with the Fantasy Football League update next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet.
WIP Afternoon Show With Ike, Spike, and Frisk, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded AJ at the deadline? 79% say no.
No.
Should we continue to do the Fantasy Football League update when all our teams are bad? Here's Buzz, Commissioner Buzz.
All right. We're going to get into it right here. Spike, we'll start with
that?
You.
What? Would you cough before you start talking?
All right. All right. All right. I'm just excited, Jack.
Okay.
Spike taking on number five, Yoshi. Spike with a chance to prove Yoshi is indeed a fraud, as everyone generally seems to agree. Can't do it.
No.
Zero from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
1.3 from Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
-3 from the Niners defense.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, JSN, Tyler Warren basically came together to get Spike 87.
Yeah.
But he loses 142-87 at the hands of Yoshi.
My team is decimated.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore.
Well, Ricky Pearsall might be practicing this week.
It's too late.
Yeah, well, he's Jerry Rice in your world.
No,
so.
He is the fourth wide receiver. Imagine if Ricky Pearsall was your fourth wide receiver. And all the targets he would have had.
Yep, with a real quarterback now, too.
Not a real quarterback. You kidding? Mac Jones, you're faster than Mac Jones.
I think Mac Jones thinks.
Okay.
My point is that anyone could run that system, and Brock Purdy's nothing special.
He was the number one rated quarterback in the NFL.
Congratulations.
What do you mean congratulations? That's all you want from Jalen, right?
Yeah.
Winning Super Bowl, not enough for Jalen.
I want stats. I don't want Super Bowls.
Well, Brock Purdy brought you stats.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get into the Jack's team, the peanut gallery over there.
Yeah, let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's time. His team finally arrived this week. 38 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 23 from George Kittle, 19 from Davante Adams.
Not bad.
Got 146. Too bad he was taking on the number one team in the league.
He
this
said
week.
He got 155.
Yeah, that was
He's
fake
a liar.
News.
That was my projection.
Yeah, okay.
At one point.
Good work. Well, 155 would not have been good enough either because he was taking on number one Marcus, who had 156.
Dude, I hate this Marcus guy.
Yeah.
His team's unbelievable.
Get him out of there.
He's a problem.
Yep.
He's a problem.
Yeah, but I'm looking at his squad. I mean, he scored 146 points with
156.
Like Jalen, 156 with Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave.
Olave
never shows up, and he showed
got
up
21
last
week. This week against Shaq.
Yeah, I guess it's an okay team.
Kyron Williams 22.
They all showed up.
McBride
last week.
27. Yeah,
hey, you're right. Big. This might be a Mickey Mouse team.
He proposed to trade to me for JSN. Should I trade him JSN?
Oh,
just
no.
Want to ruin the whole league.
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Convince me not to.
The commissioner would shut it down.
The commissioner had better blocked that.
Well, he offered me two wide receivers for my one.
Yeah.
There's no way you can allow that.
We haven't had a trade in this league yet. I haven't had to make a trade decision in the history of the league.
Let me see what the trade is. Go ahead.
I made the trade. I made a trade for Drake May earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I traded Roma Duse for Drake May.
That's a good deal.
So he proposed trade to
me. In the last 2 years?
It was this year, Buzz.
Did you approve it, Jack? I didn't go in there and approve anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have.
So he offered.
He's taking commish powers over
here. He offered Olave and George Pickens for JSN. It's not an
it's not
unfair.
Ridiculous.
Especially because I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
It gives me two guys.
You cannot give up the leading receiver in football.
What's Dustin from the Northeast going to give me to not trade JSN? To Marcus.
To the number one team in the league.
Already stacked.
This dude is already scoring 150 a week.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to talk me out of it.
Let's get to Ike's team. Who's taking on Derek.
Sparky.
Ike got 23 from the aforementioned Drake May, 19 from Breece Hall, 23 from Jamison Williams.
Man,
15,
totally unexpected.
15 from Ashton Jeanty.
How about that?
Ike put up 110. Derek had 120.
Damn.
And Ike loves to do the who should I have played game.
Yep.
Woody Marks at 16 on the bench. Jets
who?
Defense. Had
Woody Marks.
Woody Marks, Texans.
Okay.
I was iffy about that one, but the one I'm disappointed in after I actually put the claim in for him is the Jets defense.
Yeah, and then you left him on the bench with 19.
I left him on the bench, yes.
Would have won the matchup. Would have absolutely won the matchup.
There were two fumble recoveries for touchdowns.
I was so mad when I realized that.
And special teams. Yeah.
You know what got the damn 9:30 game.
Oh, yeah.
I paid attention to that game and forgot to set the lineup.
Forgot to set it before 9:30?
Yeah, man. That's what got me, though.
Locked it on Colts-Falcons.
Good game.
Yeah, check on your former team.
Yep.
See how the boys are doing.
Takeaways from the week. George, who may or may not still be with us, got another win this week.
Again, he's still,
not setting his lineup. No. He's still winning.
Tucker Kraft is on IR, out for the year, started at tight end this week. Dude, he's still won.
He's going to win the league, and we don't know if he's alive.
I'm actually rooting for that now.
How is nobody who knows him heard this and reached out to assure us that he's not passed on?
He's not passed or in a coma.
Or something has happened.
Well, in jail.
He got a win, 148-124 over Ricky. Bam set a new record low in the history of the league, and this is including a league where teams don't set their lineups all the time. Bam set a full lineup at 55.
Whoa!
55 points.
What was he looking at?
Oh, come on.
Shaq.
Come on, man.
He can't stop doing it.
Dustin beat him by nearly a full 100, 152 to 55.
Oh, this is after Bam put up 150 on me last week.
Yep.
And he was chirping.
Wow. Emotional letdown spot. He needs to beat you.
Seriously was.
And Ike is officially on elimination watch.
Oh, no.
He needs to win out and get tons of help to uphold his playoff guarantee.
Wow. Yeah,
I do.
One more loss and you're done.
We're watching. We're monitoring this. We are.
All right. What's the top five?
All right. The rankings here. Yoshi, he stays at number five after his big win over Spike.
Yep.
Four, Ricky falls down to number four because he lost to George, who's not setting his lineup. Number three is RC. He moves up, beating Tony. Mickey Mouse win, 99-82. Dustin, he stays at number two. He beat Bam, 152-55. And Marcus, after his big win over Jack, 156-146. He remains the number one team in the league until further notice.
There we go. I mean, has there ever been a time in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League where nobody from the show made the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, because I made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know.
And I'm going to make it this year.
Sure.
Are you?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to win out. Need everyone ahead of you to lose.
Yeah. I'm not betting anything on that. Okay, sure, right. Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, really? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to make the playoffs? Oh, big boy? All right. Thank you, Buzz.
Appreciate it.
When is your next appearance here on WIP?
This coming Saturday, hosting 3-7.
How many times are you going to tweet about it?
Once. Okay. We've been through this again.
One time per show. It makes Buzz so mad.
Yeah, because I get lumped
it
in
should.
With...
It yeah. should make you mad,
well, no,
Buzz.
Yeah, because now he can't tweet as much as he really wants to tweet
well,
out.
Time, no.
Spike's actively holding him back.
He is.
And it makes him so happy, too.
Well, Spike thinks that I'm Jolly, who tweets about his Saturday show on Tuesday.
Well, you don't have to take shots at Jolly.
No other host tweets about their show that far in advance.
Well, all right.
That's true.
All right.
Well, Jolly's getting everybody ready.
Yeah.
For his 11 o'clock Saturday spot.
Yeah, Jolly time.
Come on, man.
All right, Buzz, get out of here.
See you guys.
All right, brother.
215-592-9494. We have 3-0s here on fantasy teams, and I'm going to tell you about 3-0s at Colonial Hyundai. Now, it's not the people. That's not the cars are. He's not a zero. It's 3-0s for you. Zero down, 0% financing, zero stress at Colonial Hyundai. All right, get enough. Zero down, 0% financing, zero stress at Colonial Hyundai. So I'm guaranteeing you zero stress. You got that. That's a given. You have your choice. Brand new Hyundai Palisade, Santa Fe, Tucson, any new Hyundai, you have your choice of zero down or 0% financing. And of course, everybody gets zero stress. Colonial Hyundai, always given the top dollar for your trade. Recognized for awarding highest trade-in values in the Delaware Valley all the time. A guaranteed $6,500 for your trade. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. No chaos, no pressure, no stress, and your choice. Zero down, 0% financing. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down. Plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Jack, I want to do high hosts. I just don't feel like we have time. Can we do it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow.
I'd rather just do it tomorrow and give it a segment because there's so much juicy Philly stuff.
A lot of Philly stuff.
Dabrowski and Harper having a convo.
Yeah.
You know, Harrison Bader maybe wishing us farewell.
Scoops Caney putting some cold water on that. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Let's make sure we do that.
Maybe Bader was the tutor.
Maybe Bader was the tutor.
Yeah.
Ooh, was Bader here when the fart happened? I think it was pre-Bader.
No, because, well, Stubbsy was up.
Oh, you're right. Good point.
So that
Good
was September.
Point. Hmm. Herb?
Give me some coconut juice and some white juice, Mr. Ike Reese.
What is that?
Coconut
even?
Juice and white juice?
What is that?
Ike juice.
Like,
Oh, white juice.
Yeah, no, not white juice.
Sounded like he said white juice.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. Yeah. What are you getting into today, pal?
Yeah. You got, let me tell you.
How many sports radio phone calls you made today, Herb?
All day from the morning show. They're all talking about A.J. Brown. Forget about it, okay? First play against Detroit. I got two plays for him, okay? The wide receiver screen. Yep. And I want them to run it right down the sideline, okay, for 40 yards. Or I'm sending them a go route similar to the one that 88 caught, okay, in the second half of the game. Let's go and get it, get the guy going, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting tired of these people understanding football, okay? They call up and all they do is complain. You won a Super Bowl, man, last year. Okay, I remember guys talking from the national media to the local media back in November, December. They were saying, man, Saquon's having a hell of a year, but I don't think he's going to do it next year like this. It's hard to repeat 2,000 yards plus. I mean, you know, but it is what it is, man. We won two Super Bowls in the last 7.5, 8 years, whatever. Let's chill. You know what I mean? Let's let this team have their time. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
It's 1 week at a time. One week at a time.
You know what it means.
Every team we play, it's a different game plan. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna make your way up to Steve Devlin this week? Hold on. You gonna go see Steve Devlin this week at your sinus or what?
Dude, I was up for King of Prussia today. I just got done. I didn't have time for that right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to get up there. Don't worry.
Let us know.
I might get up there the week before the playoffs. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm just getting tired of these guys. They call all day long.
Wait a minute. You're tired of the callers doing the same stuff?
AJ.
Oh. You're tired of the callers? All right.
There ain't nothing wrong with AJ. Is AJ pumped up? You look at those muscles, okay? You understand what I'm saying, bro?
I do.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, you see, he's pumped up, right?
Yes, he has muscles.
You didn't see it. He didn't lose any muscle, did he?
Nope. What are you talking about?
His waist is tight. Okay?
Oh, wow. You checking it out?
How's that ass?
Yeah, how's his backside?
Yeah, how's his rump?
The guy's in shape, man. He's a football player, you know?
What does that have to do with getting the football?
Well, yeah, get him the football. Have whatever you got to do. Give him a jet sweep. Give him whatever.
Well, if he ran a jet sweep.
Let him run a reverse. Get him into the flow where he wants to be in the flow. You know what I mean? So whatever. Yeah, Jack. You know what I mean? You do what you want to do.
Were you bothering Trey Thomas last night?
No, it wasn't.
Man. It's not weird.
I know Trey Thomas because I know Trey Thomas when he used to bring his black Hummer when he was a rookie. He knows. Had brought in Locust outside the double tree. He knows me, dude.
Yeah, you had the guy trapped at the bar for like an hour.
Oh, no.
You lied. Like, I mean,
no, I said I watched you.
Mike is lying, Herb. I agree.
I was talking.
You spent the whole players' lounge over there. I saw you.
You didn't even know what I was talking about.
I know, but I also yelled, Herb, leave Trey alone.
No, I didn't hear that.
No, of course you did.
No, why would you?
Trey's one of my guys, man.
Yeah, I know. What's his number?
Him and Runyon. That is one of my guys. Come on now.
Okay.
All right.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
He played for Ray Rose and he played for Andy Reid 10 years.
Yep.
But thanks, Wikipedia Herb.
What's for dinner tonight, Herb? What are we cooking?
I'm getting some Chinese food now. I'm going over to the gym for a little while.
Then ruin it with a nice plate of.
Yeah, go to the gym and then get some Chinese food.
Yeah. What's your normal Chinese food order?
I don't know. Every time it depends. Shrimp, lobster, scallops, lo mein, whatever.
All right.
Well, there's no way you're getting lobster.
Sometimes when I'm hungry, I might have some
what do you call it? Pork, you know, like spare ribs.
Oh, there you go.
Boneless spare ribs. Boneless spare ribs. They cut kinda it up nice and thin.
Little shrimp toast
defeats the purpose of a rib.
You know what you call it is, I heard that thing with McCoy. And Joy Taylor is going to be the MC.
Oh, yeah. Man. You like that, don't you?
You should
like
go.
That, don't you? I agree.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, but I know you do.
Can we give Shady your number?
I would fly out there just to go to see her.
You should.
Understand?
Yeah.
You
the
should.
The only thing is, I probably got to work that weekend.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah,
that's probably it.
Well, I thought you had a big paycheck coming, $1,600.
I did. It was $1,500.
What'd you do with it?
After taxes and after 401k. My check this week was probably like $2,400.
Hold on, you still paying into a 401k?
Yeah, I put 401k in
there. You're like 80.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to put. I'm saving up so I can go to, I want to go to Japan next year, bro.
That's what you're using your 401k?
401k on going to Japan.
I might go to Japan and I'm going to wait. I'm waiting to see where the Eagles are playing because they might get another game.
Might play in Japan.
Europe. Yeah. In Europe. Nah, you know.
All right. We got to go,
Herb. There's a game this week in Madrid coming up.
We got to go.
Amazing.
All right, brother.
All right, Herb.
We
got
to end the show.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
All right.
Jack could tell I wasn't feeling Herb today, so he was trying to soften it up. In there.
Yeah, I mean, man, you just ignored Herb.
Well, yeah, fasting just Spike and Herb.
Man,
lethal combo.
Well,
I know. Yeah. He's been making calls.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
You didn't realize you're ruining a good thing, man.
Very, very protective of our little show here.
Little show, yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We had Shady McCoy on the show, but I was thinking about you the whole time. Miss you, boo. Spike texting Kiko Alonso during the show.
Oh, wow. That's a poll from yesterday. What a weird call that was.
It was. Getting grilled about Kiko.
Yeah. I barely said anything about Kiko Alonso.
That led to a 15-minute discussion.
Yep. What's next?
Jack during the Shady interview. Jack 5 seconds after the Shady interview. Did he actually deserve that second ring? 215-592-9494. Tim in Newark.
He didn't even play a snap.
So what?
I'm just saying.
What's next?
Springsteen fans like to pretend they're all steelworkers. Country fans like to pretend they're all from the South. And Limp Bizkit fans like to pretend they're middle-class white guys who are so angry at... Wait, what are they angry at again? Jack in the producer booth.
That's a good one.
Youth rage.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
90s seemed like a good time.
They were a good time in retrospect, yeah. But they're not really a 90s band. What's next?
Why does Baldy always sound like he's being interrogated when Spike simply asks him, "Hey, Baldy, what's going on?" Mark in Modco.
Yeah, I got to stop doing that. He seems taken aback by it.
It's like all of a sudden he's doing something he's not supposed to be
doing. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, watch tape.
He doesn't want... He's like, hold on, is this a trick question?
Yeah, I can't just go right into the Jalen Phillips question. I have to say hello first. But he's always saying,
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Don't look into this.
Wouldn't me. What's next?
Spike got me madder than a Peter with two Peters, and those two Peters have two Peters too. Justin in Tennessee after Spike said that he hates country music and anyone that listens to it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say anyone. I did not say that.
Most of my country music impression was just my Justin impression.
Always. Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Do you call sports radio shows with a specific opinion? And when that opinion's exposed as asinine, you pretend that you're talking about something completely different? Join OG Wade for the new Odyssey podcast, My Point Is This. Alex in Lancaster.
That is his bit. He really did have three different points. No, you don't understand. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying was, my point was...
I know.
Yeah.
He's hard to pin down, that OG Wade.
It's a big night on WIP tonight in that it is the return of ESPN.
Ah.
Go Birds Evenings, ESPN, Elliott Shore Parks from 6 to 8. His special guest this week, The Ringer's Shio Kapadia.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. I'm sure they will talk about the fourth down decision.
Well, yeah, Shio's good. Maybe even get the, can Shio be our nerd guy about A.J. Brown?
Oh, yeah, breaking down.
He's,
the,
that, he's not a film guy.
Yeah, that's
guy.
Not what he really does.
He watches it, but he doesn't. I need somebody going, see what happened here?
We need Dan Orlovsky.
Yes, Orlovsky, you know, but Orlovsky's not a nerd. He played in the NFL.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I need Solak.
Oh, you want somebody who's not. Oh,
just
God,
a nerd.
Yeah.
Solak or Shields guy Syed. I just need a 10-minute video showing me if A.J. Brown's good or not. Right. Come on, dorks.
Flyers Oilers, 7:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh,
yeah.
What you betting?
Well, nothing.
Oh.
I finally ran out of my... No deposit.
Your deposit.
Yeah. So I'll probably be sitting on that one for a while.
So ESPN is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, thank you for listening. Love you so much. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.